Kumaş.
Rabbi Shloime Miller.
Ready? Just Bechesed Hashem Aleinu, we have once again the opportunity to come to be mechazik ourselves together. B'siyata Dishmai, hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me the right words. And Be'ezer Hashem to be a chizik for all of us. I would like just to start with a short, sweet vort from the Balaturim. On this week's parsha, but it's not here, it's in Vo'eiro. Balaturim brings down, I don't know, I didn't find the medrash, but he brings down Isa b'medrash. Just like Bola, Mate Aharoin, Esmatois Hamechashvin, right? Ba'ivle Mate Aharoin Esmatoisom. And he says over there, it says Matoisom without a vov. So you can read it Matosom, kilo it became one big stick. The same thing. Kach, Bola, Mate, Aroin, Esmatois Hamechashvim, and this, Esmatois Hanesim, this week's parsha, as the Rebbeinu Shalom said, that every Nasi should give, put in a Mate in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? And so in the beginning it says, Matoisom with a Vav, right? Umate Aroin Betoich Matoisom with a Vav, it was 12 Matois, 12 sticks. Vayanach Moishes Hamatois Choservov. So you can read it Matas. Pshat is that Bola Mate Aroin Esmatois Anesim Bekoidesh HaKadoshim. And then when he took it out, it spit it out. Ulekach Loi Porchu. That's why it didn't blossom. Pshat is you put in a klotz, a piece of wood, a dry piece of wood. You put it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Metzius over there in the Kodesh, it's got to blossom. Kedei it shouldn't blossom, is needed that Mate Aroin should swallow up all the Mateis of the Nesim. That's what the Baal HaTorim in Parshas Vayiro says it, not this week. Why? Right? It spit it out. They took it by Yitzchak Moshe's kolamato, it's one big stick, and then it spit it out. Achal kach chozahu poltom, ulekach loy pochu. So meirid kezach. We find it also in the Gemara in Yuma that Shloime HaMelech made a tree of gold and it gave out golden fruits, and the Pirchei Kehuna would have parnasa from that, because the mitzvah in the kodesh that you put in a dry thing, it blossoms. Does the mitzvah in the kodesh? The Rebbeinu Shalom can make an S. It shouldn't blossom. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Koil Yochel. But Kanira, this is already too big of a nest. It shouldn't blossom. It's the Chmamish Neged HaTeva, Neged the nature in the Kodesh. It's easier, rather, that Mate Aaron should swallow it up. And that's how it shouldn't blossom. So Meir de Kazach. Pshat is Vifl HaMensh is Shulim Beveis Hashem. He's in the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash, that's his life. That's his Metzias. So, Bechatzri, it's got to be that Bechatzri Selikeinu Yafrichu. And if you see Psayid Vaksnisht, he doesn't blossom, one of the two. Or he's not Shulim Beveis Hashem. Or somebody swallowed him up. Yeah, I with the internet, Shmaraini, right? But just swallows up a person, he's gone, he ain't there. Right? Those are the Metzias Bakoidish. Ashreichem Tayre Chosh V'Yidin that come to be bechatzrati, to be shulim beveis Hashem, to come to hear shiuri Torah, ashreichem ashrichelkechem. And just one more sweet word, that also I feel when I come to Manchester, it's something very unique. It says, vayikach koirach, Rashi says on the spot, koirach shepikeach oyo marol shtuze. So the Rashi says, eino yit osoy. So I once heard a shene vertel, but it's so sweet. Pikeach is begematria 188. Right? That's the gematria of twice tzad. Right? Tzad. Tzad gdalit is 94. Twice is 188. The pikeach has that koyach to see both tzadim. Even if you think that your side is right, but you can understand somebody else. Right? That's a pikeach. They say, the Chazal say, a shoychad ye'aver enei pikrim. Right? When a person gets shoychad, shoychad is like the words shehu chad on Chazal. He only sees one side. Because the shoychad took him off, he can't see both sides. Twice pikeach is begematria of shalom. When you have both sides, people who can understand another side, even if you think that your side is more right, but you can understand that there's another side, then you can make shalom. The whole problem by machloikis is that nobody sees another side. He sees only your side. That's the pshat. He was a pikeach. He had that koich to see, you know, he was a white head, a breite kop. How did he come to that? Answer is, Eino Yitosoi. He had that negia, that shoichad, that he only saw his side. And that's how the machloikis came along. One thing is very unique about Manchester. You should know, it's something very unique. Baruch Hashem said, Aleph Hashidnik Hillis. But they get along here. Every Hasifa, everybody from all the Kehillis, Melepsa Zamin, it's something very unique. Ashreichem, Vashreichelkechem, very, very special. Ulevai. Now there's a message which I want to be Mechazik myself. Ulevai, it should be a Chizik for all of us. Oi. I'm going to come here. Baruch atu Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, she'akol niyo bedvaroi. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach, in this week's parsha, and he tells them, Vayoymer Moshe, Bezois teidun ki Hashem shlohani. With this, you'll see, you'll understand that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent me last. So he says, "Kol amasi moila ki loy milibi." Im kemois kol adam yemusan eile. If everybody will die with a natural petira, ufkudas kol adam yipoked alem loy Hashem shlohani. You heard what stutzach? Everybody would die in 1 minute. All the 215 in one shot, everybody just drops dead. Das is was lo yashem shlovani. What? It's not enough. The fact that you see so many people just in mamish in one shot, it's all over. It doesn't say something. Lo yashem shlovani. Only if brio yivra Hashem ufotzesor adom espio ubolo isom vidatem. Only then, if there'll be something very unique and very absayagansim barashum, azapotzesor adom, the earth will swallow them up. Then you will know. What do you mean? I understand that that is a very great sign. This is mamish a gevaldige zach. Okay, but the fact that kemois kol adam is not enough. What? The conclusion would be Lo Yashem Shlohani. Was tut sich da? Oi, oi, Teire Choshvin, Erzachain, Moiridik, Moiridik, a great lesson. What was the conversation though zwischen Korach and Moshe? The Medrash says that Korach, when he was speaking at the, you know, the Kenes HaYesoid from Mefleges Korach, right? So the drasha was going on like this. He was saying a story about this lady Nebuch, that her husband was Nifter Nebuch, and instead of, you know, falling down, she picked up herself. She told her children, "Let's not fall down. Let's not give up. And Be'ezer Hashem, we'll go for it." So we need parnasa. So they bought a piece of land, and they worked on it. They put in so much effort, and Baruch Hashem, there was a bracha and was blossoming. Baruch Hashem, there was grain going up, Mayredik, a big simcha, and they're getting ready to cut the grain. All of a sudden, there's somebody knocking on the door. "Yeah, what can we help you?" "I'm a shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu." "Yes, what's the problem?" "Well, Moshe Rabbeinu asked me to tell you that soon you're going to be cutting the grain. So don't forget, there's a mitzvah of leket shikcha epeo. That means you have to put on the side for the poor people. Whatever you forget in the field, leave it for the poor people." "Okay, we can understand that," says Korach. "Why not? Help the poor people too. Pleasure." But Korach picks up his voice with a patos, with a "Oh, you think that was finished the story? It just started." And finally they cut the grain and they put it in the bags and everything is ready. And the mamish, real delighted that Be'ezer Hashem, there's going to be parnasa. But again, somebody's knocking on the door. "Yes, Shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu. What is now? We did it all. Lek and Shikhape, everything is fine. Yeah, but you have to understand, now you have to give Truma Gedoyla, that's 2%, to Aaron HaKohen and his Banav, for his family.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards you give Maaser Rishon, that's for the Levim, that's for the Ganze Mishpucha, right? And Maaser Ani for the poor, another 10%. Rabbi Yisrael, he says, Koirach, listen to this. Says, look what's going on. Moshe is not giving ability to make a living. He's cutting down, and of course, for his whole mishpacha, for, you know. And if you think that with that was finished the story, yeah, they grinded the grain, and they made flour, and they made bread. And again, he's on the door. What's this now? What's now? Afrosh Aschalo. What? Again? What's going on here? So they decided to do it, Jean Kepernusa. So they sold the fields and they bought a whole flock of sheep. And they grazed them up. And they're hoping that from doing Chizam Panusa, but it didn't help them much. The Meidel Kim Taran, she's coming home. Mommy, Mazel Tov. There's a few little Shepselech, new Shepselech were born. But the Simcha didn't go on for a long time because there's again knocking on the door. What is now? Bechoir, you got to give it all to... Guess who? Yeah, Aaron HaKohen and his children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They held for the Tutzach. They were mamish going crazy. And then, Baruch Hashem, there was wool going on, and they're ready to cut all the wool. And again, somebody knocking on the door. What's now? We gave it all the b'chay. Yeah, but Reish Sagez, 20% of the wool goes to Aaron HaKohen and his children. Yeah, the close family. So they saw decided to shecht up all the shepselich. That's it, nishtuke business, but it didn't help them much because again there was knocking on the door. What's now? Zroya lechoyayim vekeva, and again, of course, for Aaron HaKohen. And Korach goes on and says, "You see, Rabbi Yisai, it's just impossible to make panosa." Moshe is speaking. Azel chazachi he doesn't want people to live. Where's the bluff here? Where's the point that Korach was mistaking, besides the fact that there's no fields and no lands in the Midbar? But theoretically, what's it that the Nekuda? Oi! Moiridik. It's based on the Sefer HaIkrim, the Perikov base, this Nekuda. So, Moiridik. Korach, he was trying, his goal was to show everybody that Moshe Badoi, right, his Nagia, he wanted to be the Nasi, and he decided Moshe didn't give him nothing. He's going to show him, and he's going to show the whole Klal Yisrael that Moshe is speaking, Chmon Litzlon, yeah? You know, it just can't be what he says. It can't be that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and it's things that he decided from his heart, and he's trying to, you know, worry about his mishpacha, about his siblings. And so what did he do? He was with a mahalach. We have the metzias of the life, right? How life goes on. And then we have Torah, right? So he came, brought down Torah. Let's check out the Torah, if it gets along with the metzias of Chaim, if you can get along with the Torah. So he was trying to show up, see that? It's a snat shayach to make a living. If you listen to what Moshe has got to say, he's bankrupting everybody just because he's worrying for his family. And what is the answer is? The big mistake is, it's not the pshat, it's the natural life, and there's Torah. So now we got to see how one gets along with another. Oh no. Istakel bo'iraiso v'poro alma. The world is built and created according to the Torah. The Torah, his koivat, he's the one who's koivea, how the Metzias HaChayim is. And if the Torah said, Aser, to Aser, Aser b'shvil shetis Asher, if you want to make good parnoso, so give, see to give maestris, see to give tzedakah, so just can't be, so can came on the zayin as a zach, that for giving maestris and being makpid, so that they're bankrupting. So can the zayin, pum fakir, how does it work? I don't know how it works, but that's the Metzias. The Torah is koivea, the Metzias HaChayim. And if the Torah said that if you give maestris, that this is the way to have parnoso. So that's how it's going to work. How? No questions, because the Creator, He built the world. The Torah is the plan how the world is going to be working. And the Mela, it must be. This is Muzayin Azazach. And you can see it all the ways I can be made on myself. When I was a younger man, so we had problems with Parnoso. So my great uncle, Rav Scheinberg, he says, have problems with Parnoso? Give Chaimish. 20%. What do you mean? I don't have parnasa, so... Yeah. Give even more. Give even more. Not just maishris, chaimish. 20%. I don't know how to explain it. But Baruch Hashem, the Rebbe shall help him weiter. It was amazing, mamish, to see. Mamish, punk when I started giving, so Rebbe shall help me. I got to Psakil, which I was trying to get in, and Baruch Hashem, whatever, won't go into details, but mamish, to see b'chosh mamish, it doesn't work with a normal cheshbon. The Torah is kiviyah the mitzias. Now let's go on. Koyrach is coming. He says, Rabbi Yisrael, talis shekula teiles. Does it need tzitzis or not? The same conversation. We're going to see, we're going to check out the Torah with the mitzias achaim. Here, teiles. Why do you put in teiles? So Tcheles, Chazal say, Doim L'Yam, it's Doim to the ocean. Yam Doim L'Rekia, to the Shamayim. And Rekia Doim L'Kisya covered. Okay, sounds good. Sounds, it's common sense. Okay, so let's check it. So the string of Tcheles is going to bring me all the ways up to Kisya covered. So one second. Talis Shekula Tcheles. One big trailer, that's got to be mamish, a brand of Yiras Shemayim, huh? Let's go ask Moshe. And sure enough, Moshe says, Talis Shekula Trailers, Mokhoyev Betrailer, Betzitzis Betrailer. You see, the man is speaking Nishtim Zach. There's no sense to it. If a Tzil Trailers brings me all the ways up to Kisya covered, so Talis Shekula Trailers, why do you need Trailers? And what is the answer? Same thing. What the Psil Trailers brings me all the ways up to Kisya covered, it's not something which with common sense. Yeah, it's nice. Say, oh, it sounds good. V'horaya. If Trailers doim liyam, yam doim lirikia. So one second. So if I get one stage closer, one step closer, I go to the ocean. Ah, stuff geese near Shemaim, huh? I don't know, but the fact is, there's people who go to the ocean, they lost the Yiras Shemaim Dalton. So what's going on? But the pshat is, what the Psil Trailers brings me all the ways up to Kisya Kovet, it doesn't work with common sense. It's the Torah, which said, if you look at the Trailers, it's going to bring you up to Kisya Kovet. That is what is giving the power to that Psil Trailers to bring me all the ways up to Kisya Kovet. It's not the pshat, there's common sense, there's a Metzias Achayim, and there's Torah, and let's see how to get along together. No, the Torah is Kaveya, the Metzias Achayim. That's the way it works. And the same thing, by Shemoli Sforim. One second. You put a mezuzah by the doorway. How does it watch over my house? How is it going to push away all the steer, all this, the ganovim, the gazlonim? Oh, it sounds nice. It says there, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's common sense to it. Okay? So one second. If you got a bais malis firm full of Sifrei Torah, so many Shema Yisraels, huh? It's got to be like a safe, huh? Moshe, buy his molly sperm. You need a mezuzah? Yes. The boy says, see? No common sense to it. The man is just saying mitzvahs that he wants. Chotish kim pshat. And what is the answer? Zel bezach. What a mezuzah keeps over the house, it doesn't work with common sense. It's the fact that a kodesh boch in the Torah, ot kiveh geven, uchsavtom al mezuzah beisecho vishorecho, that is what's giving the power to that mezuzah to keep over and watch over our house. That was the conversation between Koyrach and Moshe. If says da Torah and nor Torah, the weiter Torah, which is Koyver the Metzias Achaim, or there's Torah and there's simple life, and we got to check one to each other. No. Tosidos. And that is what Moshe is coming to say. Rabbi Yisai says, Im kemois kol adam yimusu neile, if I won't be able to change the nature from the world for the Torah Kedosha, and I'll only be able to work with natural, you know, a natural death, kemois kol adam yimusu neile. So Korach's got a point. So, erot gute reyes, roi Hashem shlochoni. But I'm going to show you that the whole Metzias HaChayim is kofif to the Torah, and if it's needed, so the Metzias of the world is going to be changing itself for the Torah. Uportz so Adam is pure. All of a sudden you're going to be seeing a big hole, and the earth is going to swallow them up. Then you're going to see that lo Hashem shlochoni. Forget. V'yidatem kiniyotzu Hashem hoiles Hashem. That I was a shliach of Hashem, and it's all from the Tefillah Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that is a point which I want to be mechazik myself, because so many times we come to stages in life which we have all these difficulties to decide. You know, from one side we have parnoso and all this different matzavim and mitzad sheni the Torah. So if a person lives that the Torah, that is my life, and I have to get along with the Metzias HaChayim to see how to deal with it. So first thing is, you see how to keep Torah v'mitzvahs. If it's tefillah b'tzibur, if it's we're davening with a minyan, and davening how we're supposed to, and trying to see that the Torah v'mitzvahs, that is, has v'mizok business of onkin chochmes, and with the parnasa, okay, we'll see, of course, a person has to do parnasa, that what is that, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was kivyah in this world, it works with a way of a shtadlis, of course. But the shaila is, what is the main, what is the center, what is the kudas achayim, and what is things what we have to get along. But there's people that fakir, they have their lives, and oy nebuch, medavtach yitin teire v'mitzvahs, so aganza tug, they're busy being yoytzi, you know, yoytzi aherin, yoytzi ahin, you know, just, you know, chayit, sich davtavnes, so everything is in a way of yoytzi zayin. I'll never forget, years ago, I was at a nichum aveilim, it was the yeshiva of Rehovot, Rav Chaim Zalivansky, that's how. He was a son-in-law of Mr. Cohen from Gates and Sem. So he was Nifta, so Chaim Kreiswit is a mechutin there. He is his brother, is the Chaidim, but Chaim Kreiswit given, Pinchas Elvansky. So he came to be Menachem Mavel, and I was there, and I understood from the conversation that he was there already a day before. And he came again. So one of the children told the primary, the Rav was yoytzig in the The Rav was yoytzig ready. Yesterday, why did he come again? I will never forget the line he told him. He says, I didn't come to be yoytzig the choyva. I came to be Menachem. I came to make the mitzvah of Nicham Aveilim. And I felt that it's needed again, so I came again. Does the pshat ayid vaslep Torah, and Torah, that is the structure of life. And Mamela, it's not just how to be yoytze, ganze tog, he's just busy to make V's. You know, yoytze, there next, now, I'm starting to live my life. Fakert. The life is arum Torah v'mitzvahs. And we see it, moiridik, the rechaim ha-kodesh. He says he don't understand. Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to split the Yam, so there was a whole conversation with the Sari Shel Yam. Why? He was coming to the Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to split you, so please, you know, make Kriyas Yamsuf. What does the Yamsuf say? Excuse me, I was created in the second, the third day, and you're created in the sixth day. Mechatesa, I should listen to you. Kitzur, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him, he helped him, and the Yam was split. And instead, we find by Pinchas Ben Yoyer, when he's going to make the Pidyon Shvuim, and Nahar Chalikli, split yourself so I can go through and make a mitzvah Pidyon Shvuim. So he says, what do you mean? I also have a mitzvah. Kol HaNahoros, Oilchim Alayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, told us, we should keep on going until the ocean. So he tells him, if you split, fine. If not, goizrani olecho shalitavur mimecho moilum. Never no more water in your lake. Fostutzachdo. Poyni shalilum. One shot in the nahar and the river just split up. And Moshe is working so hard. And Pinchas ben Yoreh, 1, 2, 3, it's all over. What's going on? This is given far Matan Torah, and this is after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, say Nechanami, Meicha Teisa. After Matan Torah, the whole Mitzias Abriya is kofuf to the Torah. And if for the mitzvah it's got to be split, it's going to be split. I once heard also our Shachat gezogt amol of them. He says, I mean, the river told him very, you know, common sense. Listen, you have a mitzvah, I have a mitzvah. Meicha teisa, I should. So instead of answering nicely, you know, he asked a nice question. He says, if you don't split, he's running. Hey, come on. What do you want from him? He answered some zach. No, this was the answer. If you don't understand that the whole mitzvah of Yibriya is for the Torah, you have no suskim. If you don't understand that the whole world is for B'yoyim Hashishi, for the Heilige Torah, B'shla Torah Shenik Reishis, and the whole world is there for the Torah, so you don't have a suskim. Moiridik. Chazal say also in Gemara Pesachim, what does it say? Hoidu Lashem ki toiv ki loilom chazdoi 26 times, right? In the capital Tillim we say every Shabbos, kilom chazdoi, kilom chazdoi, against the 26 Torahs before Kabbalah Satoira. From Adam Arishin to Noach, 10 Torahs, from Noach to Avram, another 10, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Levi, Kehos, Amram Moshe, 26 generations from the creating of the world till Matan Torah. That these Torahs needed a special chesed to keep on going. After Kabbalah Satoira, the Torah gives the life to the world. That's the Mitzvah of the Welt. So there's a Schus Kiyum. Before that, you needed a special Chesed. You heard what the Tutzach. Pshat is, when a person sits and learns, and he learns Torah, and he comes to Shir Torah, so he's giving a reason. He's giving a reason that the world should keep on going. He's giving the Mitzvah Sachayim. A person who doesn't learn Shir Torah, He's like a schnorrer. He thinks that he's working and he's making business. He doesn't understand that he's living on the cheshbon of those who learn Torah. That's the emes. That's the metzias sachaim. That is the lesson from this gevaldige heilige parsha. To understand, Torah is the center of life. And when a person lives like that, so a lot of his hachlotis, a lot of his decisions go differently because his life is the center, is Torah. And that we have to get along with life, of course. Yes, Damitzias Achaim, that we got to get along with. The Yerushalmi, in Ksubas, Perik Aleph, Moiridik says, Ekro Lelekim, Lokeil Goymer Oloi. Gemara Yerushalmi, was the Pshat Lokeil Goymer Oloi? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the nature, has the Chachomim decide. So he finishes off like they said. What is the example? The Metzias is that a girl until 3 years old, so even though somebody got married to her, the Besulim Choizrim. But after 3 years, that's it, it doesn't come back. What happens? Her birthday is in Chodesh Adar, and 3 years is coming up. And Beisdin decided to be Ma'aba the Chodesh. So what's going to be? Her Besulim is going to come back for another month. Yeah. The Mitzias Achayim is going to be changed according what the Beisdin here were Kiveah, what the Torah has to say. And that is going to be Kiveah the nature. This is the Mitzias Moiridik. The Rav Ba'ar Shul, where I davened here at Sefer, he told me once that he had a Zayda. He's the Alter Zayda. His name was Rebbe Leo Yosef Rivlin. He was a Talmud of the Tzemach Tzedek from Lubavitch. He's a Talmud Chochem. So, Nebuch, they found in him, in his lungs, there was something going wrong, which was a Shail of Treifus. So, he comes to the Tzemach Tzedek and he tells him, maybe I should go to Eretz Yisrael, which in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Yosef is the Mor, the Ard Yisrael, and the Beis Yosef paskens that it's not a Shail of Treifa. And this way, so the Tzemach Tzedek told him, Duzok Zeyer Gut. And sure enough, he went, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he lived in Yerushalayim. There's a street, if you know, Ahola Yosef, which comes to Bar Ilan, that's on his name, on Rebbe Leo Yosef Rivlin. And he lived for another 25 years. The Torah is kiveh v'metzias achayim. I saw the same story in two more places, Meiridik, mamish like the same story. Rav Gordon, Rosh Yeshiva of Lomja, said over that he knew a person in Valozhin, that his father came to him in a cholim, Nebuch, he had a problem with his lungs, and he decided to go over some place which, you know, there's better air, maybe it'll help him. So his father came to him in a cholim, and he said, don't move away, because here in Valozhin, they paskin like the Shagasayir, which paskins on your matzav of lungs, that it's not a treifa. So here in Valozhin, the metzias is that you'll be able to keep on going. If you'll go away, it's not push it, if you'll make it through the year. Pachadalikim. The Torah is kiveya, the metzias achayim. And the same thing, Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein, from the Aleinu L'Shabeach, he brings down that his Zayde told him once a maisa about the Rabbi Shua Kutna from Kutna, the Kutna Rav. Also the same thing, Ayid which in his town, which was suffering from his lungs, and he didn't know what to do, so he told him, go to Eretz Yisrael, to Tzfas. The Ramah paskins that it's treifa, but the Beis Yosef, right, the Rav of Tzfas, he paskins as his kosher, go to Tzfas, and you'll be able to live longer. Because the Torah is koivea, the metzias achayim. One of the examples we have in this generation is Moron Sarah Torah Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's poshet amazing. So many answers is just as he state in the Torah, as he state developed before, and that's, it's amazing, and even more. A lot of his medicines, a lot of his gulas that he gives, people come, I'll tell you two personal stories that I know, mikli rishon mamish, but it's bavus, a person which never suffered on his foot, so Reb Chaim told him, learn ketzad regel, and all these interesante zachen, a person never suffered from, he had in his skin some things, learn maseches negoim. But I had by us in yeshiva, this, the beginning of the summer, a maisa, which is pachad alikim, there was a bacha by us, Nebuch, he was suffering from stones in his kidneys, Nebuch. I was going through with him, he was mamish suffering, he was so much at home, he pashut couldn't learn. And they were working on it, trying in natural ways to go out, and it didn't work. Choshev a bacha, the kitzel. So he went to Reb Chaim, says, Rebbe, I'm suffering and I'm in yeshiva, I can't learn well. Vos ken ich tan? So Reb Chaim tells him, learn maseches makis. Makis, there's a ganze perik about someone who throws a rack, right, or a miklot, or he does. Learn maseches makis, and it'll go through. The bacha went through ganz maseches makis, but still didn't move. So he came to one of the rabbanim of the yeshiva, says, what's the pshat? Says, you know, by Reb Chaim, it goes Bavli and Yerushalmi together. So, see to learn Yerushalmi. Meanwhile, ich sag echt mit Klirischen, this Bacher told me, I was going with him the whole Meise, it was Mamish Pachad Alikim. So meanwhile, the Mishpach is going on with doctors, they found it's a big, big Menateach, a big doctor, surgeon, to make the surgery, and it was Kiveah, was the beginning of Ior, that he was supposed to have the operation. And meanwhile, he's going another blat in Yerushalmi Makis, another blat, and finally the day of the surgery came up. And he came to the hospital the night before, and about 11-ish, they're supposed to start the surgery. And he's going on with the Makis, he's getting closer to the end, 10 o'clock in the morning, with his family, they made a siyum on Maseches Yerushalmi Makis. 11 o'clock, they brought him in, and he already signed, they put him to sleep already. 11:20, the surgeon comes in. He takes off the blanket, and there's already, they're starting to cut. Just don't believe. Went out, and the racks are there. On the bed, Maisa Shoya, this summer. Mamish B'mitzis. They were not sure if it's all out. They sent them right off to make an x-ray. It's all gone, clean. All the racks came out with the, there was a bissel, you know, miraglime, whatever. And with that, the racks came out. He didn't need any surgery. He came back to yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, azar zman, with the ganze frischkeit. Amazing. Torah is kiveh l'metzias. Moiridik. Then, there was a reshkoil by us in Kiryat Sefer. He had loads of choivis. He didn't know what to do. says he took over the koil of his shvogah. His shvogah was Nebuchadnezzar, so he was told that he must take over. It was b'chosh v'koil, it shouldn't close. And he was mamish, you know, on the zisa, seeing a man trying to get along with it. So he comes to Reb Chaim, Rebbe, what can I do? He says, learn maseches shviz. Shviz, mishametes is achoyves. Learn maseches shviz, and be'ezer Hashem. On Chochmes, he started learning maseches shviz. He finished. A day later, whatever, he gets a phone call from a friend of his shvog, whatever. A mamish, a big sum of money. And the man, poshet, finished the choyves. Taira is kiver the mitzvahs. Oy. Ulevai. When a person lives like that, his whole look at life is different. Is totally differently. When a person, the first thing, how do I get along with the Taira? How am I zoicha to be a emissar ben Taira, emissar shema Taira ben mitzvahs? And then we'll see how to get along with life. And that life comes first. And afterwards we see how to get along with the Metzias HaChaim. Ulevai. And I just want to finish off with one great Or HaChaim HaKadosh, this week's parsha. Maybe it was said over in the past, but it's Oisek Kocht Fire. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, Vayoymer Moshe Hashem, this week's parsha. Kei leloi kei aruchois lechol basor. Vayoymer, keila loike, vayiplu al pneim, vayoymru, keila loike aruches lechol basor, ho ish echod yechto, val kol haido tiktsoif. So the Chaim HaKadosh, this week's parsha asks, what is that, the pshat of keila loike aruches, what does Moshe Rabbeinu mean by that? Why is he coming to daven to Hashem with this nusach? Sokter HaChaim HaKadosh, and only he can say such words. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to be Mephais HaKadosh Baruch Hu with what he knew. He had a sogis, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear in this world. The first thing is Shiru Shvocho Shel Tzva Moroim Kodosh, Kodosh of Malochim Vosvofim Voifanim. That's the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear. Lema'alo Mehem. Even more than the Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu roitze lishmoya shiru shvocho shel neshomos ha-tzadikim, neshomos that were here in this world and came back to Shemayim as tzadikim. From them HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to listen even more than the Malachim. The Rachaim HaKadosh goes on, oisekocht, lema'alo mehem, even more than the Malachim, even more than the Neshomos HaTzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Lishmoya, Shiru Shvocho, Ma Neshomos, Asherim Kan Bo Ilom Hazeh, from all of us, yes, Neshomos here on this world, Asherim Nimtzoyim B'Toich HaBosor, everybody is in a goof, V'humoy Neya Mehem Mehakires Hashem, everyone with his hardships, his problems, his struggles, they don't give up, just keep on going. You heard what the Tutsach sits there in the Medrash trying to learn. Oh, he had a hard day today. This was going crazy. This does with a client, with his boss, what it does, with the taxes. Oh, they're making me shiger. And he's trying to learn. He's coming to the share, to the fayoimi. And it's a gate. And again, his mind goes off. And again, he's trying. And again, he's trying. And he's thinking to himself, oh, my learning is of kaporis. My daven is a gunish verd. Was it zaam mit mir? Oh, gewalt. If you would have heavenly eyes, you would see what's going on in Shemayim. You would see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Pamal Yadilei, Malachim, come along. Neshomis HaTzadikim, come and see. I have here a neshoma here in this world. Shenimtzoyim b'toich habosor. V'humoy ne'ameh me'akiris Hashem. Look at his hardships. Look at his struggles. And still he doesn't give up. He comes to share. He comes to learn. He comes to daven. He's trying his best. Ze'el yoin ve'choshuk eitzel ha'boichiz borach shemoy l'ma'al o'me'akoil. Osh, gewalt. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to say. Boin shalolom. O'yish echod yechto v'al kol ha'id o'tikzev. Only one man. Se'od gemachta ve'irot gizindik. And everybody's going to be getting punished. You're going to let the midas of din miskaber. You want that from the ruchais hashem baboso, from the cells and the goof. Now if you're going to take them all, who's going to give you the snachis? And there was times of recession, I think, going back. Oi, it's getting late. I'm just finished. It's fine. Oi, oi, se kocht. Amore de kemais is kocht fire mamish. Going back, it's about 50, 60 years ago, there was recession times, right? Depression here in Eretz Yisrael. And they were giving out food with vouchers. Now there was this Rebbe in a cheder who saw his students, Nebuch, so hungry, he decided he must make them a bit sweeter in life. So every Rosh Chodesh, he baked a cake for them, put it into small slices, and every boy got a slice of cake. One of the children, which loved his father, decided, this Rosh Chodesh, I'm going to put away the piece of cake for Tati. He took a piece of paper, folded it into two, and put the cake inside, put it in his briefcase. And he's all happy. Today he's going to make Tati happy. Sure enough, comes the first recess. And a kid is a kid, he's a child. He's so hungry, he can't hold himself back. He takes out the paper and he gives a bite. No, no, it's for Tati. Puts it back. Comes the next recess, and again, so hungry, takes out again, and another bite. No, 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 it's for my Tati. Puts it back. Comes lunchtime. He comes running home. Tata, have a surprise for you. What? I bought you a piece of cake. From where? Rebbe gave out in class. So I need it. Tati, I love you. I want it for you. Oh, he's such a Z-singler. I gave you, hugged him and kissed him. Well, when the father opened up the piece of paper, he burst out into cry. Tears going down. He sees the piece of cake. A bite over here and a bite over there. He hopped, what's going on? How much his child wanted the piece of cake? Twice he couldn't hold himself back and gave a bite. And instead, whatever was left, with gewaldige keuches, he left it for Tat. What a nachas. And sometimes we feel about ourselves. I say, Gait Menishdu, my davening here, and the share, I missed, I this. Oh, ich teig auf Kapuris, was it's done. You have to understand, next time, you, Oymet Ben Isoyen, you have no idea how much nachas you'll give for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Oy, gewalt. And just finish with one short story. It was just now, I heard in Eretz Yisrael, Rebar Leib Steiman, there was a bocher which went off the derech, and he went to his cousin, which Freyid Nebuch, and he came down such a stage that he was going to get married to Shiksa, to Goyeta. And his cousin was screaming at him, come on, you're exaggerating, listen, get married to a Goy. There was no one to speak to. But one thing he convinced him. Before you cut yourself down from the Jewish nation, go speak to your parents, you know, that goodbye. So he was convinced. He came to his parents. He was there for Shabbos. He was most of the Shabbos in the porch. Shabbos afternoon. His father offers him, you want to come with me to a shir? Who's giving the shir? Rav Steiman. Rav Steiman, I'm coming with. After the shir, Steiman goes over to his father goes over to Rav Steiman. This is my boy Nebuch is Michal Shabbos. He asks him, how long are you ready for Michal Shabbos? He says, 2 years. Did you ever have a Herer Tshuva? He says, yes. How many times? 4 times. How long? Every time about 10 minutes. Says that 40 minutes in your life, you are in a massive of a B'mokim Shevali Tshuva Indim. Wow, I'm jealous of you. I get jealous. The words of Rav Steiman didn't let him go. It was Mamish running after him, and finally he became a Chayza B'tshuva. And he was asked, you are Michal Shabbos, why did you go to the shir from Rav Steiman? Vos epis, why? Listen to this amazing story. It says, when I was a boy in fourth class, all the class went to get a fahar by Rav Steiman. And Rav Steiman was asking every boy a question. And after the answer, he would get a candy. And that came my turn up. My turn came up. And Rav Steiman asked me. And I didn't know what to answer. So Rav Steiman made an effort. He asked me another question. An easier shaila. And again, didn't know. And a third time, he asks me even easier shaila. And again, I didn't know what to answer. Everybody went out with a candy. All of a sudden, Steyman calls me over, like, just come here. He says, what? He says, by Torah and Yiddishkeit, we get paid for the effort, not for the success. Everybody made an effort to answer one shaila, they got one candy. You did three times an effort, you're going to get three candies. Can I not come to the shiur of Steyman? Thus says by Yiddishkeit, every effort you put in, ze el yoin v'choshuk, eitzel abiris barach shmuel emal ma'akoyil. Be'ezer Hashem, let's just keep on going, giving nachas v'Hashem is barach in all times, b'siyata d'shmaya. Thank you for listening. Sorry for taking your time.